crappy things happen to everybody. You're not immune from having shitty things happen in your life. Fantastically good things happen in your life too. And you pour alcohol on both of them. So it's not like only people who have crappy childhoods overdrink. That's not true. And a crappy childhood is not the reason for overdrinking. It might be the reason for having poor coping skills and low self-esteem and feeling like you can't make any other choice, but then you add alcohol to that and then you're stuck. It's sort of like nailing your foot to the floor. Nailing your foot to the floor in the place where you don't like. That's exactly what it is. Drinking is nailing your foot to the floor in the place that you don't like. With the situation you don't like. With the crappy childhood you don't like. With the job and the friends and the bad boyfriend that you don't like. And I'm going to make it sound glorious. You ready? You remove the booze and everything changes. Now, I don't mean that it means that if you're sober, that it means that your mother was a better mother or that your father protected you when he should have or that your family had money. I'm not saying any of those things change when you quit drinking, but your ability to then make changes in your own life is what changes when you remove the alcohol. So we all come to the table with stuff, good stuff and bad stuff. The problem is we have a brain that will convince us to drink no matter what, even if there was good stuff. I had a perfectly lovely life, Belle. My parents loved me. We were religious, but not too religious. We had money, but not too much. I still overdrink. Our brain will latch onto that and tell us that we drink because of the crappy childhood, my crappy family since I was a child. That isn't why you overdrink, although that's what your brain might tell you. And if your family really is crappy, then by drinking, you nail your foot to the floor in that room. So, okay, what does happen when you remove the alcohol? Everything becomes possible to change. Everything becomes possibly improvable. Whereas when you're drinking, it's not all possibly improvable. It's possible to improve your family relationships by being sober, if only that you remove yourself from their reach and you move your buttons so they're not pushed so often and you disengage from their reindeer games and you don't go to every single family event and act like a victim and you don't answer the phone after 6 o'clock. And you get better boundaries about taking care of you. Maybe that's the only thing that happens when you're sober with your crappy family. That would still be enough. And I'll tell you that lots of other things happen beyond that, including empathy. You being sympathetic to the other person who has been a shit. And I don't mean abuse. And I don't mean forgiving abuse. But I do know that there's someone in my group who has...